supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. And Nowruz Mubarak, everyone.
Ya muqallib al qulub wal absar. Ya mudabbir al layl wal nahar. Ya muhawwil al hawl wal ahwal. Hawwil halana ila ahsan al hal.
Ya مقلب القلوب والأبصار
يا مقلب القلوب
يا مدبر الليل
O Allah, the new year has begun. You are the eternal master. I ask you to make available to me its good and benefits which are in it. I seek refuge with you from its evil and the disadvantages which are in it. I request you to let me procure the provisions I need and discharge the activities I take up in this year.
Ya
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio on Wednesday, 9th of Ramadan, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of the month of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And happy Nowruz, congratulations to everyone, especially Iranians all over the world, and inshallah, it would be a nice days forward. Nowruz is the traditional Iranian festival of spring, which starts at the exact moment of the vernal equinox, commencing the start of the spring. Nowruz has been celebrated for at least 3,000 years and is deeply rooted in the rituals and traditions of the Iranians. Today, the festival of Nowruz is celebrated in Iran, Iraq, India, Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and Azerbaijan. The emergence of Islam and its peaceful dealing with other religious beliefs and rituals, including ceremonies and rituals of the Iranian people, resulted in Nowruz to remain untouched. The word Nowruz is a compound word, no and Ruz together means new day, and it is the name of the first day of the first solar month. Happy Nowruz, Eid Mubarak everyone, and thousands of congratulations to you, especially Iranian ones.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Dua for the ninth day of the Ramadan.
اللهم اجعلني فيه نصيبا من رحمتك الواسعة واهدني فيه لبراهينك الساطعة وخذ بناصيتي إلى مرضاتك الجامعة بمحبتك يا أمل المشتاقين. O
Allah, on this day, grant me a share from your mercy, which is wide. Guide me towards your shining proofs. Lead me to your all-encompassing pleasure by your love. O the hope of the desirous.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his fearful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Today we are going to talk about the new year and the new human. The merciful Allah sent down snow and rain from the sky. The earth opened its embrace, the wind blew, and the sun shone. The elements of nature joined hand in hand
in an unparalleled harmony, and the earth took on a lush, verdant countenance. It was thus that the new year began. This cycle occurs every year. After dryness, coldness, and blackness, the earth has taken on the hue of vibrant greenness. Trees have blossomed and buds have turned into flowers. Nature has taken on a variety of beautiful and diverse colors. The creator of existence displayed his unparalleled artistry to humankind. When the sound of the new year's footsteps is heard, there is no futile clamor and uproar. Nature has performed its work in the most beautiful possible manner. All of these are messages from nature to its inhabitants of nature, which are us. We, as a part of the nature of this world, should hear the message of the new year, and the natural world, with the ears of our souls, see it with the eyes of our hearts. Simultaneously with the renewal of the year and the beginning of the beautiful spring season, our life is in its renewal, a new look, removing the rust of envy and malice, unpleasantness and indifference from the heart and soul, cleaning the mind of tensions and futile clamor, and in one phrase, the purification of the heart and soul is the human's accompaniment of nature. If we do so, we have understood the message of the new year.
What's the meaning of Eid or festivity in Islam? The fact that the recitation of supplications or Quran and performing of prayer for the coming of a new year actually did happen itself is a sign of Islamization of this festivity. The word Eid in the Holy Quran has been mentioned only once in the verse 114, chapter 5, or chapter Ma'idah. Said Jesus, Son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table from the sky to be a festival for us, for the first ones and the last ones among us, and as a sign from you, and provide for us, for you are the best of providers. Chapter 5, verse 114. Eid on its own is a verb. It means to return. Return of happy anniversaries and commemorations are also called Eid. According to Islamic law, Eid or Eid is a day in which a benefit or interest is gained and a day when a special prayer is performed and people congratulate. Eid or Eid in this verse is referring to a divine blessing descended from heaven in the form of a tray or trays of delicious and edible food. So it became a sign for people to commemorate and bring joy and happiness repeatedly. Nowruz has always been celebrated by Iranians. Its customs, despite the thousands of years, has never been demolished or forgotten. Nowruz has been a festivity celebrated by all the tribes, ethnic groups, or religions that existed and lived in the Iranian plateau for centuries, and today many other centuries influenced by the culture of Iran. Happy Nowruz and Eid Mubarak.
Allahu ya Allah, Allahu ya Allah, Allahu ya Allah, ya Allah.
خوشبختانه کشور با قطع نظر از بهار طبیعت در بهار امید و حرکت و نشاط
Fortunately, simultaneous with the spring of nature, the nation is on the spring of hope, progress, and happiness.
Allahu ya Allahu ya Allah. يا ملجا المضطر يا غفار الله يا الله يا الله يا ملجا المضطر يا غفار يا ملجا المضطر يا غفار.
How do people celebrate Nowruz? Before the start of Nowruz, a traditional spring cleaning takes place in the houses, while during the celebration, people routine with family and friends. Right before the arrival of the new year, families gather and exchange wishes, with the elders distributing sweets and young children receiving coins and presents. But one of the most important traditions lies in preparing the half-seen table. The half-seen table, or the table of seven things, started with the letter S, is a family activity. These can include serke, or vinegar, sekke, or coin, sir, or garlic, sip, or apples, sabze, or wheat, samanu, or wheat pudding, and sumak, berries.
The new year tells us, O human, I've done what I have to do, and now it's your turn. You too should renew yourself. You should also have a new beginning. Let the blossoms of your mind and heart turn into beautiful and fragrant flowers that convey the message of peace, serenity, development, philanthropy, justice, and coexistence. Allow the blossoming of buds to transform the human world into a garden like the natural world, worthy of pure human nature. May your new year be filled with love and with love of Allah. Happy New Year to each and every one of you, dear brothers and sisters. I hope we build good days in a good year by ourselves with wisdom, planning, study, calculation, and meditation. It has always been a question for me what superiority this day has over the other days of the year. There are similar texts to this in the supplication of Du'a al-Sahar. By reflecting on these phrases, many lessons can be learned. One of them is that there is no difference between any two blessings of Allah, even though some are greater than others. But in the higher realm, there is no difference between any two blessings, as we are all one, and we all belong to Allah and are returning to Him, a creature whose beginning and end is Allah. It views everything through the window of unity and divine oneness. All creatures are the names of Allah. Days, nights, months, and years are also Allah's creatures. So I think I have got my answer that what's the difference between this day and the other day? All are the creatures of Allah. Happy New Year, dear brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Happy Nowruz, everyone, and please keep us in your dua and nice moment with Allah. Thank you and have a nice time.
يا مدبر الليل والنهار يا محول الحول والأحوال حول حالنا
حول حالنا
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all power. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In this beautiful month of Ramadan, in the month of God, where Shaitan, Iblis, or Satan is enchained and cannot do anything wrong to you unless you want to do something wrong. So we have to do a lot of good things, because in this month, when we do some good things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us in much more multiplication version. So there's a beautiful hadith for today, which says from this hadith is from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which says, "Lil jannah babun yuqalu lahu ar-rayyan." There's a gate in the heaven which is called Rayyan. La yadkhulu minhu illa sa'imun. No one will enter through this gate except sa'imun, those who fast in this world. It's a beautiful dua. It's a beautiful hadith. It's a beautiful message, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a special entry for those who are called sa'imin, people of fasting, those who live in this life with fasting. Beside this maqam, this great, today is a beautiful day, which is called the day of Nowruz. And there's a very beautiful hadith mansub or related to Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, The day you don't sin, that's Eid for you. The day you don't sin, it's a Nowruz for you. And usually we in this beautiful day, when the day comes, when the old day passes and the new day starts. New day means the new day of spring, when or where the entire creation starts from beginning, starts new life. We recite this dua, this beautiful dua, which is Ya Muqallib al Qulub wal Absar, Ya Mudabbir al Layl wal Nahar, Ya Muhawwil al Hawl wal Ahwal, Hawwil halina ina ahsani al hal. O Allah, who changed the hearts, who control or run the day and night, and who changed the entire situation of creation, we ask from you, please change our situations, our conditions in the best condition. It's a beautiful dua for this beautiful day, which is called Day of Nowruz. And alhamdulillah, in this beautiful day, it's supposed to be fasting day, and we are going to fast, and we are fasting. Most of us are fasting, except those who are traveling, they cannot fast. But the mostly Muslimin and Mu'mineen are fasting, and we should realize that if we become true Mu'min, those who live with fasting, they enjoy with fastings. So there's a special welcoming gate. There's a special welcoming gate offered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the beginning of heaven, beginning of Jannah, which is called Rayyan. And the hadith by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says, no one can enter through that gate unless he is the one who fasts a lot in this life. So there has to be some special treat for the Sa'imun, for the people of fasting. There has to be some special kind of blessings for those who fast in this life. Inshallah, we all become, and I do dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our fastings with the sincerity, inshallah ta'ala. And then we will be able to enter through this special gate, which is made for those who fast. لِلْجَنَّةِ بَابٌ يُقَالُ لَهُ الرَّيَّانِ. Inshallah, we all enter through this gate called Rayyan, and other than us, no will be able to enter. Even though Mu'min, no, he's not going to enter. He will Mu'minin and will enter from other gates, but Sa'imin will enter through this gate, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Ammar in the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear Muslims all over the world. Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. May Allah Almighty inshallah bless us in this holy month, and may you inshallah include us in your du'as as well. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Let's recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all, and I'm glad to let you know that we have Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider with us today in this session. Everyone, salam alaikum. Hussein, salam, how are you?
Alaikum assalam, sir.
Are you good? Alhamdulillah. How are you doing with Ramadan?
That's good, sir.
Good? Alhamdulillah. Good. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir. Great.
Good. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And Fawad? Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 54, Surah
Al-A'raf.
Al-A'raf on page
157.
Top of the page. Right?
Yes.
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 Middle
of the page?
Yes.
All right. So, brothers and sisters, look at your Quran. If you have it with you, if you don't have, go get your Quran. Turn to page 157, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 54. And first and foremost, we will listen to a recitation from this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna rabbakumullahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda fi sittati ayyam thumma istawa 'alal 'arshi yughshi al-layla an-nahara yatlubuhu hathitha والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره ألا له الخلق والأمر تبارك الله رب العالمين.
That's nice recitation, mashallah, mashallah. So our brother Ali Nasir will recite this ayah, but before he recites, let me read it once and let's introduce this ayah, what it talks about. Alright? This ayah talks about an introduction to Allah Almighty. Like we say, knowing about God. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ربكم الله. Indeed, your Lord is
God.
Allah.
Allah.
إن ربكم
الله.
So, now Allah explains. So, who is Allah? Allah Himself explains who is Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Who Allah is. الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah is who? The one who created the heavens and the earth. فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. So, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامِ. So, Allah Almighty has created the heavens and the earth in six steps, some of the scholars say, okay? Six steps. So, the explanation is difficult to mention, like in 1 minute, 2 minutes, it needs explanation. How? Yeah? You need to refer to the Tafasir books for this. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And then Allah Almighty settled on the throne. Throne doesn't mean the throne like a king, okay? Throne here means the what? The what?
Power.
Power. It means power to manage it, to control it, okay? So Allah, it means Allah Almighty has, after He created, He got the control all over all His creation. Of course, when you create, you have control then.
Yes.
يُغْشِ اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ. He draws the night's cover over the day. يَطْلُبُ حَثِيثًا, which pursues it swiftly. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. And He created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and all of them are disposed by His commands. It means all of them are in the command of Allah Almighty, in the control of Allah Almighty. Under control of?
Allah.
أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرِ. Look, all creation and command belong to Him. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Blessed is Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Okay, it means blessings come from Allah Almighty.
So, question.
Yeah.
Here in the verse, there's a word that refers to worlds.
Yeah.
A plural form of world.
World of this dun, this,
so
this
what
word?
Does world refer to? Like our world hereafter?
Alameen, you mean? The word alameen. Your question is about,
yes,
the word alameen. Alameen could mean, look, there are many interpretations about it, especially in the Surah Al-Fatiha. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Alameen could mean human beings, angels, and jinns. All the creations, okay? Alameen could mean all the residents of the earth and the skies, the heavens, Okay, it could mean this world and the other world.
So
the universe, the whole universe.
As you know, alamain means two worlds,
two.
Right?
Yeah, alamin.
So here it's alamin.
Yes.
So could it mean like there are different earths or different skies?
Different skies, of course, we have.
What about different earths?
We don't have different earth. We have one earth.
Different...
Down there, like the different levels of the earth, there is no one living.
Different creatures.
Creatures, we could say, yes. I told you.
Not on earth.
On earth, yes, I told you.
No, not on earth.
No. Down there, all the creation, whatever you see. Whatever you see. Okay? Refer to the Tafasir books. Now, some tajweed rules are important here. You have to pay attention to them. And remember them. Then practice. Hussein Ali Nasir recited once, then we will mention them. As he recites, I will mention, then we'll practice it together. Move on.
Yes, sir.
Good luck.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أحسنتم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Great.
إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام.
All right, he made a slight mistake. That was
the pronunciation.
No,
the noon ساكن rules.
سماوات والأرض.
All
right,
pronunciation.
Yeah, fix it, please.
Yes.
So, kha has a heavy sound. Kha, lam, kha. Kha also has a heavy sound. Lam has a light sound. Kha, lam, kha. Yeah. Kha, lam, kha. Samawati wal arda fi sittati ayyam. Ayyam. The alif mat is extended when you stop. This is called matul arid.
Lassukun.
All right. Move on.
Continue.
Mm-hmm. You can start from ثم استوى. That's okay if you start.
ثم استوى على العرش يغشى الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. One of the very important like rules here is ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار. Of course, نون مشدد. Yeah, you know it. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
What do you do with the نون مشدد?
You extend the sound for two counts and produce a nasal sound.
نهار. Right.
Yes.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran?
آيات الله حمدتني غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات.
Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
غمرتني بالبركات تحفظني من همزات الشيطان ومن زلات. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي.
The next point,
yeah,
echoing sound. Hussein, read it.
يطلبه.
أحسن. يطلبه. Good. حثيثا والشمس. This is important. How do you read it, Hassan? حثيثا. You did it well, mashallah, al-Nasir. والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره. Hussein. What is the point here? Musakhara. Ali Nasir did it well.
Yes.
It was correct.
It's iqlab.
Iqlab. How do you do it? What does it mean?
It means that the sign of ba will change into meem.
The ba will be changed to meem or the tanween,
yeah,
sound?
Tanween sound will be changed to.
What is the sound of tanween?
Tanween kasra.
It is tanween kasra. But yes. What is the sound of tanween?
Yes.
That's because it's nun sakin, exactly. It's not written.
Yes.
It's just written in that sign, with that sign. So this sound changes to
sound.
Sound, but not a complete sound. Like, there should be a little space between your lips while you pronounce the the meme. It means when you pronounce the meme, your lips touch. But when you want to pronounce the iqlab rule, iqlab sound, pronounce it in a way like there should be a tissue between your lips. Put a tissue between your lips. That little space. All right? Musakharatin bi amri. Everyone read it. Musakharatin bi amri.
Musakharatin bi amri.
Ahsanum. That's it. Move on. Ala.
ألا له الخلق والأمر
أحسن قلا tells us حسن
It says that it's better to stop
Better to stop You still can continue But better to make a pause here yes. Alright, next one
تبارك الله رب العالمين
Yeah, that's it MashaAllah I will recite it once Make sure everyone You repeat after me Brothers and sisters Make sure It's the last part of our class Make sure you repeat after me.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام
إن ربكم الله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام
ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر
ثم استوى على العرش يغشي الليل النهار يطلبه حثيثا والشمس والقمر
والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره
والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره
ألا له الخلق والأمر
ألا له الخلق والأمر
تبارك الله رب العالمين
تبارك الله رب العالمين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Thank you so much. That's all from us for today, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Thanks for being with us. See you in the next session. Thanks, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir, for being with us in this session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. See you in the next session. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الأرض
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya Mawlai, bi dhikrika aasha qalbi وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني.
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of supplication of Abu Hamza to discuss. يا مولاي بذكرك عاش قلبي وبمناجاتك بردت ألم الخوف عني. O my master, in your remembrance my heart takes delight, and through prayers I hold communion with you. This eases the pain of fear that torments me. Regarding this part of the supplication, in the previous episode, we mentioned that the spirit of different forms and shapes of worship, it could be to be remembrance and paying attention, being heedful of the Almighty Allah, the Absolute Cause, our Creator. We talked about the spirit of remembrance, and it is worth mentioning that remembrance of tongue follows the remembrance by heart. And of course, remembrance of the tongue is always accompanied by the attention of the heart. It is regrettable, however, that in remembering Allah, our acts of remembrance and our adhkar most of the time lack this presence of the heart. So we sometimes pray, we sometimes happen to read Qur'an, but that which is absent in our mind is the remembrance of Allah. This is while the essence and philosophy of prayer is nothing but attention to God. Why does the Qur'an say, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ, maintain the prayer for my remembrance, while this salat is the highest form of worship? It is highly enjoined, but yet, لِذِكْرِ, for my remembrance. So how can you claim to be reciting the Holy Qur'an without having Almighty Allah in your attention? While supplicating and asking God for something, we're not even mindful of Him most of the time. If a man with spiritual insight observes many of us while praying, he will see that we are thinking of our spouses, our children, our occupations, our houses and positions and stuff. We are entangled with them. That which is totally absent in all different forms of worship during our lives, practically, it is the remembrance of Allah. While it is the spirit of every form of worship.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم
The month of Ramadan is that in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for the people and clear proofs of guidance and criterion. So whoever cites the new moon of the month, let him fast it, and whoever is ill or on a journey, then an equal number of other days. Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship, and wants for you to complete the period and to glorify Allah for that to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
In any case, the essence and spirit of zikr is the attention of the heart. In this regard, the Quran states, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ فِي نَفْسِكَ تَضَرُّعًا وَخِيفًا. And remember your Lord with your heart beseechingly and reverentially. وَدُونَ الْجَهْرِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ. Without being loud. It is not proper for a person to shout while mentioning the name of Allah. And this verse enjoins us to remember Allah silently or whisperingly. Of course, in cases where remembrance of Allah or dhikrullah is considered a slogan, such as in the call to prayer in Adhan and reciting Allahu Akbar and Takbir in the battlefront, it must be loud to serve its intended purposes, but most of the time, in normal situations, it is not proper to shout the different names of Allah. And the reason is this, because we must pay attention. Our heart must be paying attention to Allah. So, as we said, our lives in this world is accompanied by many different matters, many different things. Our children, our occupations, our positions, our cars, our houses, anything. So we are accompanied in this life by our anxieties. Some anthropological schools of thought even consider anxiety as the appraiser of man's life and existence, on his or his deciding factor. They claim that man's being human lies in the fact that he must be agitated and he must be anxious. Of course, this view is somehow extreme, but partially true, because the different factors we face will cause us some forms of agitation and anxiety. They're always anxious about the future. It seems that this condition is useful for some reasons and can have positive effects, but it is basically an undesirable state. Now, why are we discussing this? The point is, man is inherently in pursuit of peace of mind. And whenever he's anxious, he needs peace of mind. The depth of human heart must also be serene. And anxieties must be like short and momentary waves that come and go. Otherwise, the life of man becomes gloomy. Now, the point is, there is peace of mind lying only in the remembrance of Almighty Allah. What factor can give tranquility and peace of mind to a person? The Quran states that only remembrance of Allah can calm agitated and anxious hearts. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to the month of Ramadan and fasting, according to the laws issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Sheikh, a passenger or a crew member aboard an airplane flying at a high altitude and bound for a distant city, let's say an hour or a half an hour to a 3 hour flight or journey.
Yes.
Has to drink water every 20 minutes to maintain his equilibrium. Do they have to pay kafara in addition to performing or offering the qada?
Well, if this work, like being a cabin crew, is necessary for him and he cannot take a leave or find another source of income, of course, in such a case, if fasting is harmful for him and maybe he will not be able to maintain equilibrium, of course, or balance, then he's allowed to break his fast by drinking water and make up for this fast later on in terms of qada, of course. There is no kafara actually to be paid by such a person.
Mm-hmm. If a woman